leave, leave it for a little bit late. I'm anxious to cover ground in the Masechta as well. Let's continue a little bit in the Masechta, and then we'll need some time to continue the halacha of Shroya Mitzvahs Bezuya Solov. Up to Gemara and Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbana. Mechad Shepokaku Nikovo Be'erev Shabbos. Right? Okay, people, you with us? About a third up from the bottom. They heated the water Erev Shabbos, and then closed down the inlet for the hot water, so the hot water was not hitting the mikveh on Shabbos. The Motzoh Shabbos Rochis Bo Miyad. Right, he's not Nene from Alecha Shabbos. Fine. Poku Nikovo Me'erev Yom Tov, he's dealing with Yom Tov, not Shabbos. Then the Mocho Nichnasu Mezia V'Yotze. U'Mishtate Bebeis Hachitzon. And he can wash himself up. Not in where they usually wash. So that it's a little Marasayan problem. People see him washing up, they'll think that he had used the hot water or whatever it is. So whatever the Beis HaChitzon is, it is a place where they don't normally look at Rashi. Shelifnei HaMerchatz, lo betoch HaMerchatz. So yomu rochis hu, avol hazeya, meaning Rashi, hitiru. Hechi azeya, what means zeya? Omeid o yoshe bebeis hamerchetz, veino nose mayim olov, vum is chamem umazia. English translation, a sauna. Sauna is fine. Omar Rav Yehuda. Masa. Okay, what is English translation? What does masa mean?
It happened.
Well, aloha, no. It happened. It's not a history book. Masa is Shulchan Aruch, a halacha book. It's not just halacha that we're discussing, it's halacha la masa. That's how we do it. Right? Maaseh Rav. Masa is like Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That's the final thing. Masa b'mecha shal b'nei brak. Okay. Not too many mekilim live in b'nei brak. I did my email just now in my office there, and my son Hillel from Baltimore sent me email that B'nai Barak is almost the poorest city in Eretz Yisrael, and it has the longest lifespan of people. An average male lifespan is 81.8, which is like 2 years or so, or a year more than the rest of Israel. Right. To tell you that Chumras lead to Arichas Yomim. Okay. Masa b'mechot shel b'nei brak, shepokaku nekovo b'erev yom tov. As the Gemara says, they close down the hot water inlet Lemocho nichnas Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah Rabbi Akiva veiziu bo v'yotzu v'nishtatu beveis achitzu. Here I don't really know how to explain it best to you. Elo shachamen shalom mechupim b'nesorim. I don't have a picture what they're talking about. It's something that made it like 100% sure that they were not using any hot water from Erev Yom Tov. Something was covered over with boards. Okay. Whatever you visualize in the Merchus, so that showed that there's no possibility of making use of the hot water. Right. Shebo hadovo lefnei chachomim said you don't need that chumrah, that's bnei brak chumrah of the boards covering up something. Elo afa pi she'en chamen shol mechup ben sorin. There's no need for that. That's some chumrah. What does that mean? Therefore, if the hot water isn't coming in, it's closed off by Erev Yom Tov, but it's heating up the room, you can use it as a sauna on Yom Tov. In those days, they had waterproof gemaras for learning on Yom Tov, right? Umisherobu over Avera, this is starts where I began the sugya. I introduced this from the Gemara Beyah. Usherobu. But when the Bali Avera increased, the conservatives paskened, you can drive on a bus on Shabbos, so certainly you can make use of the hot water that a goy heated on Shabbos. A Jew heat also, but it's not your Jew, it's someone else's Jew. Therefore began the Gzeres Rabbonon. Yisherobu over Avera. Yischilu leso ambatio shel krochim. Okay, why? The krach, big cities, they knew that a lot of people come Motsoi Shabbos, Motsoi Yom Tov, they're going to do it on Yom Tov, so they can't do it. But metayel behen beino choshesh. But they allowed Zeyah nevertheless. Right? What kind of Zeyah? Not to sit in like Rabbi Akiva and Reza ben Azariah did, to sit there with Zeyah, but you take a walk, you schmooze a little bit. What does it mean? The end result, you're still getting the sauna heat from it, but you're not doing it as a activity. Right? It's an ancillary thing. That's okay. In other words, it was mutter what they were doing. Now we're going to make a takanas chachomim. We're not willing to load you up with chumus enough to make a point that the over avera shouldn't benefit from the fact that they're heating the water on Shabbos on Yom Tov. My over avera, I'm Rav Shimon Pazi, I'm Shimon Levi, I'm Shimon Kapora. B'tchilo ha'yerochzin b'chamin she'uchmo me'erev Shabbos. And no one protested. Why not? I can eat the chont I make Erev Shabbos. I cook Erev Shabbos. I use the water that I cooked Erev Shabbos. Yischilu habalonim v'ochem b'Shabbos. The omrim me'erev Shabbos uchmo. I told you have to give always understand the pressures on Chazal to do something. There, those people who are not so firm realize it's to their advantage to have a nice hot bathhouse ready Motsoi Shabbos, right? And people will come to your merchitz and you have it ready hot, so you can open up earlier. You don't have to start heating the water Motsoi Shabbos. So the fact remained that there was overt chilul Shabbos. Therefore, they stepped in to make a takone. Osro es hachamin, but itiru es hazeir. Why? they said you cannot make use of the chamin, right? Okay, so the fellow now has no advantage. Remember, they were doing the chamin, right, on Shabbos. So therefore, these guys were heating up the water not only for Motzei Shabbos, but heating it up for, and some people use it on Shabbos too. But now here, mind you, the Balonim are gangsters, but you can't accuse everybody in town to be gangsters. What did they do? What kind of real iso they did? They played around with your Bnei Barak Chumos. That's a Bnei Barak Chumos. The water was heated by Erev Shabbos. My bathhouse guy is not a Machal Shabbos. What then? He got caught with the general takona. Takona was you can't use hot water on Shabbos because there are a bunch of gangsters who are heating the water on Shabbos. So what is it? That's your chumrah. Chumrah, the Rabbanon. You talk about my friend who runs the bathhouse. They began to disregard the Rabbanon. That's after Rimshad. I mean, what chamin were they rochets in? Right? Look at Rashi says, Shehuchmu be'erev Yom Tov. Okay? In other words, this is why the Rabbanon couldn't sell itself. It was a too big a chumrah. My bathhouse guy is a yeshiva bocher, is a tzaddik, he doesn't do those things. Right? Therefore, make a takonah, fathers. So they came at the Rabbanon, and that's when the Rabbanon stepped in. If they saw fit to make the takonah, and it's a necessary communal takonah, because, not everybody, but some. Therefore, they had to make it communal. Then you either enforce the law, or the law has no place. A law that can't be enforced is not a law. That's why you find Rabbanon keeping the kill hechmirbo, because Rabbanon is not so serious in the minds of the people. Then they therefore they make more chumras. Okay. In other words, you have to understand the psychology here. That the person there who doesn't listen to Rabbanon, he won't listen to next Rabbanon either. No, not so. When you are rationalized, you say, well, it's known as the mind key principle. Okay? Very important in halacha. They ask the Rav, someone's cow, his key fell into a ditch. Can you step him out on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos you can't do it. The Rav says, they said, Rav, it was your cow. Oh, mine key? Mine key is okay. Yeah. My balon is different than any other balon. Each one thinks, I can make an exception for myself. Therefore, what do they do? The old women, they said, Mazir, we didn't come into it. Use the mikveh, right? We're just coming in to use this sauna. Also, so they asked even to use it as a sauna. Veitiru chametveria, but chametveria, which how far are you going to make your takone? They don't heat chametveria at all, right? So those who had chametveria, that's fine. Vadayin hoyrochsin b'meo v'omrim b'chamei Tverio achasnu. But there were people in Tverio, right? There. And in Tverio, everybody suddenly had their pipes connected to the chamei Tverio, right? Even though they weren't. They were connected to their furnace. Also lem chamei Tverio v'itiru lem esatzonan. Now watch. This is known as pushback. So the people push back against the Rabbanon. You're overdoing it. Too much. Roshein Hadover Omeid Lahem. They saw they couldn't get the support of the populace. You know, for the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, you know, on the cheese story about Givinas Hakum, we know that they had a system. They made it Takonas Rabbonon. They wouldn't discuss it with anybody, the reasons why, for 1 year. After a year, they sent out Shluchim. How is the Takona working? And if it was a Takona Shenatzibu Yichon Lamodbo, it didn't get the support of the people, then it was about the Takona. So you stop to think. So critical information that is, that Takonas are really from the bottom up and not from the top down. The people on top suggest an improvement in your religious life, in your conduct. But where they get it right all the time, no. They got it wrong here. Right? Rosh ein hadavar omid lahem. It's not holding. Heitir olem chamitrelia. Right? Vizeo bimkoma omedes. Beomatir chamitrelia. Right? But they kept the Isur. I think that's the only way I'm shot. They kept the Isur on Zeah in the other places. And even though Zeah would be mutal, they moved ahead, meaning they tightened up the Isur to include Zeah also. But Chametzeri, they had a back offer. They couldn't take it.
Rabbi, we said previously that Xerot were not made for the Avarianim. They were made for the person who wanted to be Shomerin, so they shouldn't fall and make a mistake. Here it seems that they're remains specifically for the Avarianim. So if a person wants to be Mechalel Shabbat, he's going to be Mechalel Shabbat. Right. So why this whole...
Well, so what they did was what we do nowadays. You don't see it too often, but I was growing up on the Lower East Side. It was a regular occurrence every Shabbos. We knew on East Broadway there were two stores that were open on Shabbos. One on Grand Street that opened on Shabbos. And after Shabbos, after davening, no announcements made in shul. People would, at that time, would gravitate to those stores and march around and sing Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Yeah. So you try to bring the others back. If I put you out of business, if you have no advantage, nobody wants to be in Mechal Shabbos for nothing. So what they did was put them out of business by having the people. The Balonim were gangsters. They were Mechal Shabbos. But the people, the mass of people, not. Most people are going to be Shomer Shabbos. If you don't buy in the store on Shabbos, then there's no reason to be open on Shabbos. The reason he's open on Shabbos is because among the people dancing around and singing Shabbos Kodesh, nobody stepped in to buy, but everybody else did.
But so why not put cherem on the balanim and not make gzera for all of Klal Yisrael?
Kodesh Baruch Hu put a cherem, chiyuv misa. They didn't listen. What are you gonna add? You're talking now about societal laws, right? Trying to establish what we call a moral, ethical society. That's what the Rabbanon's job was. Right?
But why? I guess what I don't understand is why punish the klal for the miut,
right? If you learn Maseches Horius, you'll realize that all 12 shvatim had to bring korbanos. Because a bunch of people decided to become amaratzim and not how to pass through. Yeah.
Couldn't you say that it's not the miyut, just whoever happens to be running the bathhouses, that if it was anyone else from the cloud, they would have done the same thing? So based on human nature, they just want
to... could be, but not. I mean, don't have to assume that. There. If you have a a responsibility. You have a charge, right, to see that your society. I remember discussing with my father, that's how he grew up in a little town, Kamenitz, right? Kamenitz Orov, there was the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabor Bell, founded Mubok of Chaim Bliska. I asked him, what was in town with him? Bachal Shabbos in town? Yeah. He says, sure there must have been, but no one that you knew about. What's he going to do? Where's he going to go on Shabbos? What's he going to, where will he, where will be his society? Where will be his community? If he's a Machal Shabbat Faresian. It was a closed shop. Everybody belongs to the union. That's all. That's what it is. What happened? When the Haskalah movement got in, didn't get the communists, as long as my father was there, the Haskalah movement came in, and suddenly it became socially acceptable to be Machal Shabbos. And they did a devastating job. They decimated religious Jewry with the Haskalah movement. So, you know, there was pushing against halacha before, but you had no place to go. Where are you going to go with your chil Shabbos? No place to be machal Shabbos. You got to go into the back room, right? Well, like the Shiksa reported that the Jews have strange customs. He says, sometimes he says, it's a holiday called Tisha B'Av. He says, where they smoke in the living room, he says, and they eat in the bathroom. He says, then there were days, he says, they call it Shabbos, he says, where they eat in the dining room and they smoke in the bathroom. You had such things for people. Oh, my Rava, here you got an important halacha. Hayman, the Ova ad Rabbonon, Shori lemikrele avaryona. Paul Kol Nidre, the Chazon calls out, Das Amoko, Das Akol, Onu Matir Lispalel Imer Avaryonim. I wouldn't let an Avaryon in to daven with me. The Kippur, they can all come and daven. Call a man an Avaryon. It's worse. What's him? He observes all the derises. He's over under the Rabbon. What's the big issue? He carries in Borough Park using the Erev on Shabbos. I don't know if you're aware of what happened. They put up an Erev in Borough Park, and that split the community. All the Hasidim support the Erev. You see them wheeling the baby carriages, carrying their talisim, and all the Yeshivaite are opposed to the Erev because of my Shver Zatzal's analysis that Borough Park is part of New York, right, and therefore it's a Shus Haram in the Reise, Shish and Evil, and at Surah HaPesach isn't enough. You need, actually, you know, didn't say that, that's what I've done that in the West Side. You need Mechitzos if you're going to be Meikli, and you Mechitzos can do Surah HaPesach. So it split the community socially. There's no contact between those who carry on Shabbos and those who don't carry on Shabbos. I mean, this is something that never was. My chumri the Rabbonon becomes a deraisa, right? And therefore I don't want my son to meet your daughter because you or an irreligious family, and I'm a religious family.
Why it's so different on the other side of the heights?
Huh?
So different on the other side of the heights?
No, not too much. Not too much. But that is, as you know, that's the reason for Churban Beis HaMikdash. So we want God to help us build the Beis HaMikdash.
Can't even build an Eruv.
Huh?
Can't
even build an Eruv. Okay. What's the example of someone who's an Avarian? Ki hai tona. What we learned, Ambato Shal Krochim, Meitayel Ben Ben Achoshesh, right? But what? You have to finish, right? He didn't finish the story. But Misharobu, look at Rashi, finishes the story. Kahai Tana Diom Aleil, Mishishchilu Over Avir. He just quotes the beginning. The Tana who told us about Ambato Shal Krochim, Meitayel Ben Ben Achoshesh. And then he finished to tell you, but Bizman Azer, when Chobo Avaryonim, right, we went ahead and put a Chumra on that. Rashi completes it. Lon Esrael, they are Rochzim Becham Meyesmo, Bom, Mazin, Ono. Ein kan ala Averas Divrehem, She Osro Es Hachamin. That's the kind of a fellow you can call him an Avaryon. He's over on that Rabbonim. Omarove, Davki Krochim, Abba Dikforim Lo, what? This statement, "Metayel ben Meina Choshesh," only applies to the Dafke, the Krach. That's a little town. Aval a Kfar, a big town, right? There, where the where the sauna component is significant. That's, yeah, in a small town that there isn't that much heat really to heat up a small mikvahs, or one or two mikvahs, they saw six mikvahs, isn't that much to heat up the air, it should serve as a sauna too. But then it's still a little warmer, so we'll matter it. But where the hevel, where the heat is high, then it's mamish sauna. Then they answered that too, right? What I said, I say, the Kfar is a little town, the Krach is a big town. Davke Krachim, right? Abo the Kforim Lo, my timer, Kivan de Zutrin, Nofesh Ablayel. Now let's get it straight. Which one is a big one? Not sure which direction it is. Because they're small, the heat is higher, the heat builds up higher. So anyway, wherever the heat, wherever the sauna is really significant, then they didn't even allow metal behen. That metal behen a choshesh, that's only where the heat wasn't too significant. Tana Rabbana. How do you have it there in the English translation? Which one?
They say only in large cities, but not in villages. What is the reason?
Louder.
He says only in large cities, but not in villages. What is the reason? Since they are small, their heat is great.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever it is. Anyway, the principle is clear. Where it's a significant sauna, the heat is high. They didn't allow that. They asked it. Yeah. But where it's, we're not. Tana Rabbana. Mischamein Odom Kineged Hamaduro VeYotzei. You can stand near your fireplace. Right. Then it gets hot. You feel. umishtate b'tzona, then you can take a cold shower, but not the reverse. Ubevad shelo yishtate b'tzona miyischar and gega medula. You see how far the Rabbanon made the takana. If I'm wet and I stand in front of the fireplace, the end result is you're using warm water. Therefore, mipnei shemafsher mayim she'olov, right? Because he makes the water on him lukewarm. That's already also. Lukewarm means poshen. Lukewarm means the heat is noticeable in the water. Therefore, they also agree. This is what you call kulo chod egzerehi. When they sat down to make the gzera, they covered every aspect of what's mentioned in the Gemara, included in the original gzera. Otherwise, it would be gzera, 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 which we don't do. If you analyze it, that's called kulo chod egzerehi. Okay, listen to this one. Tana Rabbanan. You prepared the. We have the summary. I prepared the Shulchan Aruch for you on this thing. Tana Rabbanan. Mecham Odom Aluntis Umeneach Abnei Meyayim B'Shabbos. You have a bellyache. You can warm a towel. Take a towel and put it on your chol pot, right? That's the best treatment they had for a bellyache, is a hot water bottle or something warm, right? Ubavad shelo yovi kumkum shamayim chamim v'nichin abel miayim shabbos. But you can't use a hot water bottle. Why? Three reasons given. You'll see. Pinyasha and Tosfos. Reason number one is, because a water bottle may open up and then you'll be washing yourself with hot water.
Whoa.
How far? How far you carried Xavier? Okay. Second reason is the water bottle may open up and it's hot water, you'll get a second degree burn. So the Shulchan Aruch will say, but if you have a good screw cap on there, you don't have to worry about it. Third reason, which I think the best reason, because Issur Refuah b'Shabbos. It's also to use a hot water bottle if you have a little bellyache. You have to have a big bellyache to be right there. It has to be a chole of kol gufo, meaning you have pain. But if it's only a discomfort, you can't take a Tylenol or the Motrin Advil because you have a little headache. But if you have a migraine headache, you can take. How do you know the difference between a little headache and a migraine headache?
You know.
Your headache is always a little headache. My headache is a migraine headache.
So how come you're allowed to use the warm towel?
Huh?
If it's an Issur Refuah, how come you're allowed to use the warm towel?
Oh, that's it. Why? What? You know that those halachas? Because it's not Merzik Refuah. Yeah, you just need a little blanket to cover you, take a towel, cover yourself. It goes with merzik in the food. Right? But a hot water bottle, that tastes, we'll say in a minute. Look at Rashi, Aluntis. You see what Rashi translates? Towel, yeah. A towel, yeah. That's a little towel. Right? Vinirali beged shebesafkimbo. I think that aluntis always means a bath towel. The towel which you use to wipe yourself when you go to the mikveh. Beged shebesafkimbo v'cholduchta korale aluntis. Agabe meyayim, kshu chosh b'meyav, mischam lo kli o beged, mnichu shom umol. But not hot water, but for Shema Yishpuchu Ola, but him so Rochid B'Shabbos B'Chamin. Comes the Gemara and says, but Dover Zed, back to the Gemara, Afilu B'Chol also, Mipnei HaSakona. So you have Pomem Shein Rosen. So Rashi has two reasons why you can't use a hot water bottle. And look at Tosfos, Bavatshe Yovi Kumkum. I'm sorry, Tosfos had a fourth reason. Is there only three? There are four reasons. Look at Tosfos Limshat. You shouldn't bring a hot water bottle and put it on your hot towel. Because the water bottle will be open, and the towel will get wet, and over on Isus Schita.
What?
You got it? Look at Tosfos. Perish. Kolzman shaluntasham. You can't put a water bottle while the towel is still there. Shema yiplu amayim al aluntas. But also they schita.
So you're not allowed to dry anything either on Shabbat then?
Huh?
So according to Tosfos, it should be also to dry anything. It should be also to dry anything because mishum schita. Anything getting wet should be mishum schita then.
Yeah, what do you do? You can't make things wet on Shabbos. You can't make schita on Shabbos.
No, you can't make schita.
To make it wet, it's keep machabes.
No, let's say I have a spill on the floor.
Huh?
Let's say I have water spilling on the floor.
Yeah, you have trouble, sure. Yeah, how do you mop it up? Very difficult.
So what do you do?
You have to make sure you take a big bath towel.
Yeah.
Where it will not get so wet that it can be make schita. Otherwise, it's also, you can use a sponge to wipe it up.
You've got a really, really big spill, and you can't do anything on Shabbat, you're saying.
Then you have to use five towels. You can't, otherwise, you leave it, you go to your friend's house. It's called the flood, Katrina.
Didn't know that, okay.
You can't do anything about it.
Just the fact that a towel has enough water in it, there's the potential for
Shkita,
that it's already asur.
Right. When I was growing up in Lower East Side, the chassidim who went to mikveh didn't use a towel.
Yeah.
They used a bed sheet to wipe themselves. With some kind of kabbalah that's not royal eschit, as if it doesn't absorb anything. They're using a big bed sheet, doesn't get that wet, but a towel they didn't allow. They allowed only to wipe yourself with a bed sheet. Never understood fully how they make it.
I thought most chassidim don't even dry. Huh? I thought most chassidim going to make fun Shabbat don't even dry. They just put their clothes on.
Say it again.
That many chassidim don't dry. They stand there and when they.
No.
I thought their beards freeze like during
no,
winter because they don't dry at all.
Satan, no, but they don't. Something goes.
Is there
big,
dog,
the big dogs that come and lick them dry.
Is there skit on a beard?
Sure.
If you go like this and it just falls off, then you're fine, like a dog?
Go like that, they didn't fall off. Okay. Look at finish your tasters. Right? Inami. Lo yovi mishum refuah, begozu otu srika samoanim. Right? Your question, why not the towel? Right? Begozu otu srika samoanim tvei. They asked more the hot water bottle, mi baluntis, de lo merzik refuah kolkach. Putting the towel, that doesn't look so much like a medical procedure. Whereas a hot water bottle, but the Shukhro will say it doesn't apply to our hot water bottles where they meant you take a pitcher or something you put on your belly hot or something which has a closure, you don't have to worry about the sakona.
They leak though.
Hmm?
They can leak though.
The what?
They can leak. I mean
yeah, they could be. Okay.
Why do Rashi and Tosfos have to give answers if doesn't the Gemara give a reason itself?
No. Oh, so I said, so Rashi went ahead and gave you the Isu Sakone, that's a weekday Isu. It goes the other way around. But on Shabbos, right, we have a more significant Isu because it's tied in with how far did the Rabban go with his Gzeira of Maim Chamin. So you say, oh, they went so far as Asa Zeya. They tried Asa Chamitveria. They pushed it to the very limit. Why? Because those are Baryonim. they try to push. He said they went even so far as to, according to Rashi, finds it necessary to keep the theme in the sugya.
What is shchikat samamanim? What is shchikat samamanim?
The isur refuah b'shabbes gzeiro mishum seka samamanim. In the old days,
you would grind,
you make your concoction. You have to mix together various herbs. You recite hocus pocus on it. Let's stop here and pick up back in Shlotei Mitzvah Zuyus Olam, where we're up to.